This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's contentious relationship with the media has escalated when hundreds of U.S. newspapers launched an unprecedented and coordinated defense of press freedom in response to Mr. Trump's frequent attacks on some media organizations. AP's Warren Levinson has more.
Newspapers all over the country carried editorials denouncing the president's efforts to delegitimize honest reporting. In North Carolina, the Fayetteville Observer wrote it hoped Trump would stop, but added, "We're not holding our breath." Trump, meanwhile, took to Twitter to excoriate the campaign. "The fake news media is the opposition party," he typed in all caps, adding, "But we are winning." He also took the Boston Globe to task for organizing the campaign. "The Globe is in collusion," all caps, "with other papers on free press. Prove it. The true enemies of the people," the Des Moines Register wrote, "are those who try to suffocate the truth by vilifying and demonizing the messenger." Warren Levinson, New York.
Russia says the latest U.S. sanctions imposed on Russian, Chinese, and Singaporean companies are destructive and useless. The U.S. penalized the three companies Wednesday, accusing them of helping North Korea avoid international sanctions. The Russian Foreign Ministry said Thursday the new U.S. sanctions come when joint international efforts are needed toward a settlement in North Korea. Moscow said the sanctions could undermine denuclearization talks. The U.S. has accused a Chinese trading company and its affiliate in Singapore of falsifying documents aimed at easing illegal shipments of alcohol and cigarettes into North Korea. A jury has ended the first day of deliberations on whether U.S. President Donald Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, is guilty of tax and bank fraud to finance his lavish lifestyle. The six-man, six-woman jury met for about 7 hours, during which they asked the judge four questions, including clarification of the meaning of reasonable doubt. Other questions delved into specific details of the case. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. VOA's Gladys Ahok explains.
The relationship between the United States and Turkey has been strained for some time, but the two NATO allies have not acknowledged any real animosity until recently. Erdogan has accused the United States of stabbing its strategic partner in the back by doubling its tariffs on Turkish aluminum and steel. Trump said of Turkey, they have not proven to be a good friend.
They have a great Christian pastor there. He's a very innocent man.
Erdogan has fiercely opposed U.S. support of the Kurds in fighting Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. He is also angered by the U.S.'s refusal to extradite an exiled Turkish cleric who is his opponent. Zlatica Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
The U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee's chairman is now challenging former CIA Director John Brennan's claim the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
After the president stripped his security clearance yesterday, Brennan said claims that there was no collusion are hogwash. Senator Richard Burr says Brennan's purporting to know as fact that there was collusion. He says if that's based on intelligence Brennan received as CIA chief, it should have gone in an intelligence assessment last year. If it's based on information he's seen since leaving the agency, it's an intelligence breach. And if it's political conjecture, Burr says the president had full authority to strip Brennan's clearance. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The World Health Organization said Friday that at least 1,500 people have been potentially exposed to the deadly Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo's North Kivu region, where insecurity prevents aid workers from reaching some areas. It is expected more people to become infected, and it could not be sure that it had identified all chains by which the virus is spreading in the eastern part of the country, beset by militia violence. The Vatican late Thursday released a statement. This condemns the sexual abuse described in a grand jury report. It also said that Pope Francis is on the side of the more than 1,000 victims. Also, a Catholic bishops' organization has called for a Vatican-led investigation into allegations of sexual abuse by former Washington Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Pope Francis accepted the resignation of McCarrick late last month following allegations he sexually abused child and adult Samaritans over a period of decades. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.